The AccuWeather forecast, mainly sunny today, the high near 70. University of Virginia political scientist Dr. Larry Sabato believes there are two reasonable pathways for Donald Trump to formally get the electoral votes he needs in the general election, and one of them involves Wisconsin. Sabato says the first scenario would have Trump focusing on Florida and Pennsylvania, and especially Ohio.
The key swing state, which has been right in terms of picking the presidential winner 28 of the last 30 times. It's a little bit more Republican than average, and no Republican has ever won the presidency without Ohio.
Sabato telling Fox News the second path has Trump totally focusing on white blue-collar workers and trying to win Michigan and Wisconsin. Sabato says adding some of those states to the states that Mitt Romney won with the previous election, that could give Trump the presidency. State Representative Janelle Branchen wants the state of Wisconsin to cut funding for the city of Milwaukee if officials there fail to get crime under control. The Menominee Falls Republican calling on Mayor Tom Barrett to do more than just issue what she calls a 10-second Tommy Tough Talk soundbite by filling vacant police jobs and getting tougher on crime. The mayor's office quickly responded with a one-sentence press release welcoming the state lawmakers' help to improve the criminal justice system. A classification and compensation study for Kenosha County corrections officers was okayed last night by the county board. And while thanking the county for the pay raise, several of those corrections officers told the board members they're still not being treated fairly. But Supervisor Terry Rose says there is no system that'll please everybody.
It also addresses the issue of what is a fair wage for the people who work there, taking into account the job that they perform. And the responsibilities that they discharge and the stresses that they address on a daily basis.
New Supervisor Steve Bostrom said he would have liked Sheriff David Beth to have attended the meeting to address some of the issues he's heard since being elected.
Forced overtime, the holiday pay, all of these items, from my own information, I would like to know. Because if these employees are being treated unfairly, I'm not saying they are or aren't,
right.
But in my short period of time, I've heard at every meeting a complaint from this group of employees. I would like the sheriff to answer those questions.
The compensation study was approved on a 22-1 vote. Kenosha police now say the death of a 51-year-old man whose body was found in the Pike Creek west of Carthage College on May 30th, that did not appear to involve any foul play. The cause of death over Brian Jurkowski is still officially undetermined at this point. Toxicology test results still to come. Lieutenant Brad Hedlett says there's no evidence to suggest anything suspicious. It used to be done in-house, but now the state has control of inspecting the accuracy of gas pumps and other devices under the Weights and Measures section of statutes, for which the city of Racine has to pay $400 a day for 36 days. During the council meeting last night, Administrator Tom Friedel responded to Alderman Sandy Widener's inquiry about what's received for that cost, Widener finding the language and the timing kind of strange in what reads as a self-renewing contract. Friedel saying that's how the state runs it everywhere.
The last sentence in their communication says it shall be self-renewing for succeeding fiscal year periods. But this is for July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2017. Does this just self-renew or does it come back before?
That's the way I reviewed that. This is the intention. We're going to keep doing this because that's the way it's being done all across the state of Wisconsin.
Finance Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur pointed out the city has no choice on the $400 a day cost, the council unanimously supporting that agreement. The Racine County Sheriff's Department was one of many Southeast Wisconsin law enforcement agencies participating in the recent two-week clicket or ticket enforcement effort and reports the issuance of 130 citations. Many went to adults for seatbelt violations, 7 citations for kids not wearing seatbelts, 27 speeding violations documented, 37 for operating while suspended or revoked. The drivers of 13 non-registered vehicles got citations, 2 equipment violations also written, 17 equipment violation warnings issued. The lack of insurance, operating without a license, among the 70 other offenses handled by deputies, 1 felony arrest was made, 3 misdemeanor narcotics violations, a dozen people taken into custody on warrants. The occupants of a home in the Kenosha County village of Summers had to evacuate just before 1:30 this morning, a relatively small fire in the basement, though producing a lot of smoke. Fire crews and sheriff's deputies dispatched to the 6300 block of 44th Street. The report was a dehumidifier had malfunctioned and started on fire. The occupants managed to get the flames extinguished before going outside. Crews, though, arrived, installed their large fans, and blew out the rest of the smoke. Anybody interested in becoming a state DNR warden? Spokesman Jeffrey King says for the first time in the hiring process, the application could be for specific locations instead of having to wait for assignment at the end of a training period.
We sort of
this process recently with a department-wide part-time officer hiring process, and the applicants for that process was able to go to their top three choices, and we were able to fill the vacancies with the candidates we had.
Say DNR wardens with the class of 2017 can apply for 5 of 12 vacancies, 7 more to be announced later during the current hiring process. And the U.S. Labor Department today saying more than 5.8 million positions went unfilled during the month as the hiring rate dipped to 3.5%. The monthly job openings and labor turnover survey showing most open jobs in healthcare, wholesale trade, and transportation. Mining and logging had the fewest openings. Big crowd on hand last night at the Mount Pleasant Village Hall to talk about the issues on that erosion along Lake Michigan, which is threatening nearly a dozen homes in Mount Pleasant, plus others in Caledonia and Summers. Marty Griffin with the DNR said that because of the seriousness of the situation, they're allowing affected property owners to take emergency action without getting a state permit. Several speakers felt that funding or other monetary assistance ought to be made available. But Julie Anderson, Racine County's Public Works and Development Services Director, said there just is not any available.
Many people have enjoyed a million-dollar view of Lake Michigan for many, many decades without paying the million-dollar price tag it's going to cost to fix some of these properties.
Katie Majewski from Summers among those critical of Governor Walker for not attending the meeting and getting more involved in finding a solution or at least offering assistance.
I think it's up to the state of Wisconsin, Governor Walker, to take a look at these homes that we have invested our hard-earned money and taxes, and yes, million-dollar views, and make an effort to protect what this state promotes in its tourism.
Mount Pleasant Chairman Jerry Garski assuring the crowd government agencies are talking, trying to find a solution as quickly as possible. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 31-year-old Racine resident Kevin Francois with 2 counts of heroin possession with intent to deliver at or near Stolbra Park as a repeat offender. Operating a motor vehicle while revoked as well, plus 3 misdemeanor counts of bail jumping. Francois, according to charging documents, sold the heroin in late April in his car to a police informant. May 31st, Metro Drug Unit agents spotted Francois driving on Quincy Avenue, effected a traffic stop, found his license to be revoked, and a previous OWI offense. He'll be back in court June the 15th. And the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention now figuring about 60% of American kids do not eat enough fruits and vegetables. Wes Delbridge with the American Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics says it's partly because the marketing of those foods to kids is just all wrong.
We need to market fruits and vegetables in a different way, in a more creative way, so that kids have more buy-in to why they should eat a fruit and vegetable rather than it's good for you to eat, so just eat it.
He says make fruits and vegetables easier to eat. Studies show that small children, they sometimes give up on whole apples, but they'll eat them if you slice them up. The Village of Mount Pleasant to formally dedicate a park next week near the intersection of Mead and 23rd Streets to honor Richard Paulzine, who was instrumental in developing a community-oriented policing site at 2237 Mead. The one-time Racine police chief who pushed COP houses in the city when he was in office has continued his involvement with the program even after retirement. The dedication of Richard Paulzine Park to take place at 4 p.m. next Tuesday, June the 14th. In between 3 and 6 o'clock that day, the public can also go look inside the Village of Mount Pleasant's Lakeside COP House. Funding for the two projects coming from S.E. Johnson and the Racine Community Foundation. The Racine Common Council granting the okay for a contract agreement with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and the Illinois Coastal Management Program. This for beach monitoring through the City of Racine's Environmental Health Lab. It'll be done at Waukegan and Winthrop Harbor. City Administrator Tom Friedel said this is simply a revenue-producing extension of what's already done at the City of Racine's beaches.
We have the personnel on contract through the department, and they are providing the service to other communities, much the way they do in beachfront management. They worked with the city of Milwaukee. They worked with Kenosha and other cities. So this is just an extension across the border, and it's a good use of our people, and it brings revenue in.
Alderman Henry Perez's legal background prompted a question about responsible liability for any city employee outside the city under such an arrangement.
What if something happens to our employee while they're in another state or another jurisdiction? Do we cover them if they get injured or if they get a disease from the water or if they drown? Because our inspectors usually go into the water to test the water itself, correct?
City Attorney Scott Letney told the council, our employees are covered by our workers' comp coverage wherever they are while performing their duties. The contract with Illinois for that water monitoring is for $58,000, the effort led by Dr. Julie Kinzelman. Looks like the intersection of Washington and Green Bay is going to be getting a new grocery store in the city of Kenosha. Aldi's wants to build that store in the Kenosha Point development on the northeast corner of that intersection. It'll be taken up by the City Plan Commission Thursday evening. There's a public hearing and then consideration of the conditional use permit. City officials told by Aldi's that they plan to begin construction in July and be open by early next year. UW Parkside Assistant Professor of Biological Sciences, Dr. Greg Richards, put in a grant proposal to study the effects of stress on bacteria. Did that with the National Institutes of Health. Got word recently he was accepted for an award of just over $381,000. The grant will include undergraduate and graduate student research. Dr. Richards saying that kind of real-world experience helps to make them employable. The research will explore one of the most fundamental questions of life, how organisms sense and respond to stresses, such as heat, cold, and nutrient starvation, and how E. coli regulates its response to this stress. You likely heard or read about the city of Racine planning sewer work along parts of historically brick College Avenue without tearing up the entire multi-block section. And when the item came up on last night's council agenda, there were a couple of no votes. Alderman Sandy Widener lives in the area, supports the work getting done without tearing up the bricks, felt the process, though, of just amending an existing contract, well, that wasn't right.
A project is initially bid to do X amount of work, and that's what gets bid on. This is not addressing what was originally bid. This is a whole new project.
Public Works Commissioner Mark Yella noted the contractor on the $1 million sewer lining contract has the expertise to do the work, can do it sooner rather than later with a separate deal.
There's like a horse collar shaped pipe. We contract for circular pipe. The contract that currently has this project has that experience and is willing to do that. We've got good prices from last year, and then also we believe our recommendation to modify this existing contract will give us about a two-month head start on this project.
The vote on the Public Works Committee's report showing Alderman Widener, Shields, and Laren against that item due to the process. Laren, though, changed her vote later when it came to the resolution. A Wisconsin Health News panel talking about the potential state move towards self-insurance, which some in the health insurance industry believe is already close to a done deal. Panelists and audience members critiquing the possible change. It would reshape health insurance for nearly a quarter million state workers, retirees, and family members. Under a self-insurance model, the state would pay for benefits directly instead of purchasing insurance from 17 HMOs. And the American Red Cross of Southeast Wisconsin honoring dozens of volunteers at Serb Hall in Milwaukee. Several individual honors doled out. Jay Ostima from Milwaukee, the new Volunteer of the Year Award for quick willingness to rise as a leader with a shelter operation in Kenosha, and Melody Stevenson of West Dallas, the Outstanding Outreach Award for working at that Kenosha shelter, helping to make sure other community partners were involved with the Red Cross. There's more about volunteering online at redcross.org/volunteer. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Cargo, WRJN News.